Following Tunisia's revolution, winds of change swept across Egypt and led to the fall of Hosni Mubarak. But here, in the somewhat cooler climate of London, England, Egyptian democracy campaigners say it's still business as usual in terms of the UK's foreign policy. At a meeting across the street from Parliament, a gathering of Egyptian campaigners gave a clear warning to the British establishment that the era of Western-backed dictatorships in the region was coming to an end. The Egyptian democracy campaigners say they want to see a real change in the direction of British foreign policy, and they say the UK government can start by freezing the assets of the Mubarak family in Britain. The assets, say the campaigners, are the proceeds of corruption and must be repatriated to the Egyptian people.
If you think that a lot of our troubles have to do with us having to bow to foreign aid, which is, say, from the United States, is $1.2 billion a year, the rumors go that Mubarak alone, Mubarak's family, you know, are something between five and it goes up to $70 billion. I mean, that would cover us for 10 years and will give us back a sense of who we are. And I think it's money that is ours as a nation to build and do what we want.
Both the leadership in the UK and US have said they support a transition to democracy in Egypt. But on a wider scale, the activists say Britain and the US's decades-long support for a regime which oppressed its people has troubled many Egyptians.
We see them use very robust language with some nations, and with a bona fide dictator, we saw a half-hearted attempt to support or not support the Egyptian people. And that's very dangerous, because the strong message we had to say was things like terrorism, preventing terrorism in the UK and the US starts with your foreign policy towards an example like the Egyptian Revolution. You are breeding contempt and resentment into a whole new generation of Egyptian youth.
But despite their criticisms of the British government and Western media, the Egyptian campaigners say they're full of love for the British people, who voiced their clear support for the revolution in Egypt. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.